Happy match day, LFU. It is Spurs at home today. Half 12 kickoff, the early kickoff. As Gandhi said, you never back the early kickoff, but hopefully we will win in this case. Anyway, this is Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes. And as I just said, we have Spurs at home today. And can we make them do a Spurs? Can we make them go a bit Spursy? I certainly hope we can. And we can run away with 3 points and enjoy the rest of our Saturday. That'd be ideal. Anyway, let's talk about last week. So, Bournemouth at home. I mean, I have to say, I thought it was a great game. I thought we played really well. But it was heartbreaking, wasn't it? It really was heartbreaking. And you might hear this in my post-match talk.
So, Leeds United 2, Bournemouth 2. I mean, if you told me before the game we were going to get a 2-2 draw, I would have snapped your hand off for it. But it's the way the draw happened. I mean, we were very unlucky, I thought, not to win. I thought we were the better team for a lot of that. It was nice seeing Tyler Adams get smashed in. But yeah, it's a tough one to take. 2-2 draw last minute like that is just never going to go down well. But it's a great result. It's another point, and we're looking comfortable. Starting to feel a bit more confident about this season. I think we can do well. Good performance. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, like I said, good performance, great performance. Actually, we were just extremely unlucky. And if you came up to me before the game, before we played Bournemouth, I would have absolutely snapped your hand off for that 2-2 draw. If you said you're going to be drawing 2-2 with a Bournemouth lad, I'd say, do you know what? Get in. I will happily take that. But it was just an awful way it happened. We should have come away with 3 points. But annoyingly, it happened against Fulham. Just some shocking stuff. And we come away with a point, which is okay. It's good. It's not too bad. We're looking so strong at the minute. I'm liking how we are. But Bournemouth, as well as that, they look like a very good side. They're going to be up there this season, a top 10 side. They definitely will be. So to have a 2-2 draw against them is great. So let's touch on some positives from that. Longstaff, absolutely fantastic. He was unreal against Bournemouth. What a finish, by the way. An unreal goal. And did he get an assist as well? I think he might have, because he got a pretty high bloody score on football apps and stuff when they do the player ratings. But yes, what a game he had. He is looking like such a bargain signing for this season. He looks great. And again, we just looked solid. I don't think there was really anybody in that game where you could point fingers at them and say that you ruined the game, because I don't think anyone did. There was nobody. Nobody was at fault, really, for that 2-2 draw. And it's an all right result. It's not bad. And as well as that, the way we played, the pressure we put on them, I think was fantastic. We are putting in some great stats for, the amount of sprints per game and how far we are running per game. Like, we're in the top 5 in the Premier League. We're looking very good. I like the way we're playing. My trust is starting to come into Farke a bit more. I was slating him at the start of the season, but I'm kind of liking where we're going with this team. And negatives, even though it was a 2-2 draw, I don't really think there's that much to take away. Last minute equaliser, I think we're a bit of a mess for that. I think the sub just came at the wrong time. We shouldn't have done it, because when you start changing stuff about in a position where we got to defend, that's just not going to be good. It's not going to be good at all. And we're a bit ropey at times. I think it was like the first half hour of the game where Semenyo, I mean, he's a great player, but he was just absolutely just ripping apart that left hand. Was it the right hand side? It was the right hand side. He was just ripping us apart. But again, that's Semenyo. That's a great player. And that's the fact that that's what these teams are going to have. You know, you think Bournemouth and you think, oh, it's this small side, this small football club, which don't have any great players. But the fact is they do. They're a better team than us. And we've come away with a 2-2 draw. That's a great result. That's a great result. There's really not too much to complain about this Bournemouth game. It was a strong, strong game, a strong performance, and a great result. 2-2 draw. One more point on the board. Why would you complain? Right, Merv Awards time. So every game week, we're going to do the Merv Awards for the game that's just gone. So, of course, that's Bournemouth. So let's get stuck into the rankings. I mean, let me tell you who's in the lead. Oh, no, I'll tell you who's in the lead afterwards, actually. So, Darlow, I've given a 6. I think Darlow was good. He was all right. I think he's a bit at fault for the free kick because I've seen people trying to blame Aronson, by the way. How is Aronson at fault for that? He was lying down on the floor and I had the perfect view of it. Me and Dad actually had the perfect view of it. It didn't even go underneath the wall. It went through the gap that the Bournemouth players were standing in. They jumped over it. I think the wall preparation was horrendous. I think it was so obvious what they were doing. Like we were stood there in the stand in the cop going like, it's gonna go under their players. It's gonna go under them. Next thing you know, they take the shot, it goes under them. I think that's the only thing Darlow did poorly with. I think he could have done better for to try and save it as well. So I've given him a 6. I think he did all right. Nothing great, but nothing bad. He was just kind of like, there we go. He's there. He's playing for us. Goodmanson, I thought, was unreal. What a signing he is looking to be. He cost about 12, 13 million. He's honestly, he was one of the best left-backs in the league. Genuinely, Goodmanson is one of the best left-backs in the league, and I don't think that's stupid to say. What a player he is. I've given him a 9. I think it was for the Longstaff goal. If you re-watch that, it all comes from him battling down on that left-hand side near the touchline as a left-back. He is such a good player. What a signing. He's got a 9 for this game. Rodon, I've given a 7. I mean, he did pretty well. He scored, didn't he? He scored a lovely header. A really, really nice header. But he didn't really do much else in the game, so just a solid 7 from Rodon. Thought he was good. Strike, I've given a 6. I was tempted to give him a bit lower, but he kind of brought it back a bit because there was that bit in the first half where he just absolutely lost his head. I'll be honest, I was calling for him to be subbed off. I was shouting, we need to sub that man off the pitch. Because if we keep him on, we're going to screw ourselves over. And we kind of did in the end. But he still did. He still kind of brought it back a bit in the second half. He did okay, so I've given him a 6. Nothing too special from Strike. He has had better games. Jaden Bogle, again, solid. I've given him an 8. Thought he's really good down that right-hand side. Our fullbacks have been a problem, right? Leeds United and fullbacks don't go hand in hand. But all of a sudden, they're bloody brilliant. We've got Goodmanson and Bogle. Fantastic. Ampadu, given a 7. Didn't think he did too much. Thought he was okay. He's had better games this season, but he did all right. Just, you know, standard Ampadu performance. Win the ball, make some passes, and there you go. Giving him a 7. Longstaff, given a 9. Goal, what a goal it was. And what a corner he did for the Rodon goal as well. He's looking to be a serious player for us. And what he said in the huddle as well, basically telling the players, guys, you are so much better than you think you are. Go take it to them. You're giving them too much respect. That's what we've been needing at Leeds United for so long. Somebody who understands the club, how big we are in that, and goes, right, lads, we're playing for Leeds United here. Let's go at them. You're great players. Let's do it. I absolutely love that from Longstaff. What a goal he scored as well. Had a perfect view of it. I'm giving him a 9. What a player he's looking to be. Stack, I've given a 6. Again, I just don't think he did too much. It's a weird one with Stack because sometimes he plays really well, but then there'll just be another moment where he's absolutely horrendous. So he's a bit of a mixed bag from time to time. But he did okay. He was better at Wolves the week before, but he was all right. Giving him a 6. Aronson, I've upped him to a 5 today. Again, I don't think he did anything amazing. He was okay. I'm trying to think of a positive. Some of his movement was okay, but he's just so frustrating. such a frustrating football player to watch. And that's my thing with Brendan Aaronson. We need Nonto to come back fit because I don't know. I think I've been saying this every week. I don't know if I can last another game of Brendan Aaronson playing on that right-hand side. But he's being given a 5. DCL, 8. He's looking like a great player. Just wins every single header, it seems. And he makes centre-backs have nightmares. Nightmares about DCL. Honest God, looking fantastic. Giving him an 8. He just needs to get his shooting boots on because he could have had a hat-trick in that game, which is daft. Okafor, 7. Looking brilliant. He's looking so, so good. He's getting better each and every game. His dribbling is fantastic. He was using his body, which is great to see because he's a big lad, and that's what we were crying out for him to do. He's looking brilliant. Okafor, 7. Harrison, I've given a 6. I thought he came on and actually looked pretty decent. I'd like to see him start today. Whether we'll see that, who knows. But Harrison did well. Didn't do anything wrong. Got the ball up the pitch. Had a nice little shot as well. He was good. Giving him a 6. Mecha, a 5. Again, just didn't do much. Like, literally just came on for the last minute. I mean, we conceded, but it wasn't his fault that he got subbed on. Giving him a 5, didn't do too much. And Tanaka, giving him a 4. We played him right wing, out of position. I can't lie, Tanaka just didn't look himself. He was running about. I didn't think he was going to win the ball once. And then the free kick, I thought we were extremely hard done by. That's one thing. I think the refs were very leaning towards Bournemouth. But that's just how it is sometimes in the Premier League. So I've given Tanaka a 4. I just didn't think he was that great. Don't get me wrong, playing out of position and all that. But, you know, he just really didn't impress me. I'm sticking with Longstaff, Stack and Ampadu being our starting midfield. I don't think Tanaka gets in there anytime soon. So there are Merv Awards rankings. I'm going to tell you who's in the lead, actually. And the player in the lead is Jaden Bogle, and rightly so, with 25 points. Just a little disclaimer, this did start from game week 4, so the Fulham game, I believe, that's when we started counting these up. But yes, there you go. Jaden Bogle in the lead. That is Bournemouth's Merv Awards. I wonder how everybody's going to do against Spurs today. We'll find out. Right, pre-match, it's what we're here for. It's called Lads Pre-Match Podcast, so you're here for the pre-match talk, of course. So let's get stuck straight into it. So 2 days ago on Thursday, we had Fark's presser. He didn't actually say a lot, which I found pretty interesting. You know, when I was scrolling through like the word-by-word press conference like blog, he just didn't say too much that was interesting in me. I was like, I could only pick out a couple things. But injury-wise, James will likely be out for 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, we heard that from Adam Pope in the middle of the week saying Dan James probably going to be out for a long time. And it's a shame because I think he'd be a great addition. You know, bring him on for the last 20 minutes of a game. Get him running at a tired defence. That'd be fantastic. But 4 to 6 weeks, bit of a bummer. Nonto will be back after the international break. So that's good. So after today's game against Spurs, we can finally see Willy Nonto playing on that right-hand side once again because he is much better than Brendan Aaronson. So that's going to be great to see. Harry Gray has issues, so he's probably not going to make his star appearance on the bench, even though I feel like he should get thrown in some game time at some point, but obviously he's injured, so that's not going to happen. And Perry is back in training, which begs the question, when he's back, who do we start, Darlow or Perry? It's a great question, that. So there are injuries. James going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Nonto back after the international break. Harry Gray has a slight issue and Perry will be back in training. What else did he say? So, Pirro, he finally brought his name up. And I'm going to be honest with you, LFU. I kind of forgot Pirro played for Leeds United. I really did forget about him. I thought he was just going into the abyss like Dad has. But I forgot he was actually a player. But Fark said he's one of the best finishers he has worked with and he is 100% sure that Joel Pirro will be utilised this season. Yeah, I kind of agree with that, but I agree with that when we're 3-0 up against someone, not in a game that we need to win, because just the way we're playing, Joel Pirro is not going to be able to play like that. Joel Pirro ain't going to be able to win headers up top like DCL and the Mecha do. So it's going to be hard to see how he fits into the team, especially when you do have those players like DCL and Nemecha, who DCL is looking, you know, like the starting name on the team sheet, and it's going to be hard to budge him off because he's had a good past two games. So it'll be interesting to see what we do with Pirro. I do want to see him play because I do agree. I think he's an unreal finisher, but, you know, maybe it's just better to keep him away because I don't think he'll be too great in the Premier League anyway. Right, let's go in for our starting 11s now. So I'm going to do who I'd go for and who I think the T or who I think Fark will go for today for the half 12 kickoff. So I would do Darlow, Goodmanson, Strike, Rodon, Bogle, Ampadu, Longstaff, Stack, Okafor, DCL, and Harrison. So for the people who have great minds out there, it's the exact same team that I went for last week. I just think drop Aronson, play Harrison. Happy days. Happy days. I think we'll be grand if we just do that, but we'll probably see Aronson. So what I think the lineup will be exactly the same. Darlow, Goodmanson, Strike, Rodon, Bogle, Ampadu, Longstaff, Stack, Okafor, DCL, and Aronson, because we know Daniel Fark loves Aronson. So that's what I think the team should be, and that's what I think it will be. I think they're pretty self-explanatory because we have players out injured, so we can't really change anything anyway, aka just getting Willie Nom to win, because I think everybody wants that to happen. But what score do I think this team will get? Let's do my score prediction. So I think it's going to be a good game. It's a half 12 kickoff. It's going to be really exciting. I mean, the last time we played Spurs in the Premier League, we got relegated. We had Sam Allardyce at the wheel and started with seven defenders on the pitch, was it? Absolute insane game. But we're a different kettle of fish this time. And we're looking really good. If everybody performs well, if we play like we do, I think we can score goals against this Spurs team because although they've looked all right under Thomas Frank, I still think they have that Spursy in them where they can just, you know, make everything go wrong. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a bit confident today at LFU. I'm feeling it today. And I think the scoreline today will be a high-scoring 3-2 win for Leeds United. I think it's going to be an insane game, goals galore, and we're going to walk away from Elland Road off into the sunset. That is the international break with 3 points for Leeds United, and Spurs are going to walk away with nothing. I think we can do them over. I generally think we can. I don't think Spurs are that special of a side. I don't think, you know, they're amazing. I think we can do him over. We're looking great. So why not? Why not? Why can't we do it? So there you go. Score prediction 3-2. LFU, what do you think the score prediction for today's early kickoff will be? Please tweet at us on Lad to Leeds on Twitter. Tell us your score prediction for today's game. Right. Enough of me going on about this pre-match. I think you want to hear from Dad's. Dad's wiser view. I've taken away the question mark this time because it's actually, his views are starting to come pretty good. But Dad's way in the void. But it doesn't mean he can't be here. He can join in on the podcast, can't he? So, Dad, what wisdom can you fill us up with for today's game against Spurs?
Ah, good morning, lad. Hope all is well in the Leeds fan universe. Just washing my Void Teams kit here for a big game later on today. Need to get the boys in a nice clean kit. Obviously, I went for all white Leeds colours. Bit of a nightmare choice. I recommend anyone listening to this who runs a football team or is about to run a football team, never go for all white. Anyway, the game, Spurs, early kickoff. I think after the Bournemouth game, I'm really buoyed by how we're approaching this season. I think Fark has absolutely mastered this so far with the resources he's got, obviously excepting the Arsenal result. The one thing that I think he tripped up against Bournemouth was making that sub before that free kick. I think a lot of our players were confused of where they should be, who's picking up what, hence their equaliser. However, I think we from going a goal down, I think we absolutely dominated that game. And the fact that Bournemouth are probably up there as one of the best teams, I mean, league position doesn't lie, right? But up there as one of the best teams in the league, that we actually should have got 3 points from, not just the one. I really fancy is against Spurs. They concede goals. They score goals, though. They do score a lot of goals, which is the concerning bit. But I've just got to go for, I'm going to nail my mast. I think we could win this. I was going to go 2-1, but I think we might win it 3-1. I was wobbling to go 3-2. I just don't know if I could handle that. Lunchtime kickoff Saturday. I'm going to go 3-1. Nailing down 3-1, although hugely concerning. Our attacking options are not great for bringing people on. No, I'm locking in 3-1. 3-1. Get back soon, Nonto. Get back soon, Dan James. We need you for this running.
So, Dad clearly thinks that we're going to be battering them, which is pretty interesting. A 3-1 win. Wow. And yes, I agree with him there on the substitute part. I think we're looking a little bit lightweight at the minute, which is a bit worrying, but that's all going to be sorted after the international break. So, let's get through with this game against Spurs. Let's batter them. Let's come away with 3 points. And after the international break, let's hope we have a cracking side that can take a real good crack of the whip of this Premier League, because I think we can. Daniel Farke's getting it right at the minute, which is great to see. So, there we go, LFU. Spurs pre-match done and dusted. Go enjoy yourself, LFU, whatever you're doing. Make sure to go follow us on socials, Lad to Leeds on Insta and X. Let's hope for a Leeds United 3 points today to go into the international break, off into the sunset, and run away with those 3 points. Let's hope for no Allardyce antics today, because I'd rather we not start with six defenders on the pitch. Let's have a proper Leeds United 25-26 season performance, lumping it up top to the big man and scoring some cracking goals. So whether you're travelling to Elland Road or doing a beer run to watch it at home, or even in listening to it on the radio, hope you have a great match day, LFU. I'm going to be there down at Elland Road in the Kop for that 12:30 kickoff. Please get 3 points, Leeds United. Come on, Leeds!